The following purgatory mystic, Blessed Anna Maria Teiji, had the incredible charism of showcasing to the world that the supernatural world was real. In doing this, God gave her the gift of having a glowing orb where she could see the past, present, and future, heaven, hell, and purgatory for 47 years. And the following purgatory stories reveal some of the incredible things that she would see. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, the following story is coming to us from the work of Blessed Carlo Acutis. At the end of this video, I want to tell you a beautiful gift that I want to give to you. I had an opportunity to encounter a first-class relic of his and to touch many hundreds of holy cards to that relic. And if you'd like to have one of those, please just let me know. So let's get right into this video. The Blessed Anna Maria Teiji was born in Siena on May 29th and was baptized on the following day. Due to the financial setbacks of her parents at the age of 6, she moved to Rome, where she was entrusted to the care of the religious teachers, Filippini, in order to receive a good education. To help her needy parents, she did the most humble jobs. She was given as bride to Domenico Teiji, a rough and violent man. She suffered much during the 49 years of marriage in which she had 7 children, 3 of whom died prematurely. Yet she was able to endure all the difficulties with patient love. Since a young child, she devoted herself to prayer and penance, trying to live constantly in the grace of God. She was very devout to the Most Holy Trinity, the Most Holy Sacrament, and the Passion of Christ. She entered the Third Order of Trinitarians on December 26, 1808. Many were the charisms with which she was gifted. For 47 years, she saw in front of her a luminous sun that showed her the state of souls and the events of the world, and some of these include the 3 days of darkness. In this way, she understood the fate of the deceased and also the duration and the reason for their suffering in purgatory. One day she saw a deceased priest who had saved himself because in life he had endured an annoying beggar who was constantly asking him for alms. From this act of patience, other occasions came for him to practice this virtue. She saw also another priest who in life was esteemed very much for his sermons and his zeal, but on the contrary to what people believed, he was lying in purgatory, having to expiate many punishments. The reason was because he had sought his own glory instead of the glory of God. The Blessed also noticed in purgatory a woman friend who in life had experienced some heavenly insights, but she was not reserved and revealed them to others. The Blessed had also the vision of monks who were in purgatory. One had died in a state of sanctity, but he had given too much importance to his own judgment. The other one, a sought-after spiritual director, had allowed himself to be distracted by many things instead of concentrating in his priestly service. Blessed Teiji came to know also the fate of a count she had met, dead for only days, notwithstanding his disorderly and sinful life, was saved because he had forgiven one of his enemies. However, he had to suffer the punishments of purgatory for the same number of years that he had spent in worldly pleasures. A layman esteemed for his virtues or for what they were believed to be was condemned to a painful purgatory because he had always adulated influential and powerful people. The Blessed also foretold the day of the death of Leo the 12th, as in fact it occurred on February 10th, 1829. Some years later, she saw the soul of that deceased pope like a ruby that was not yet completely purified by the flames. Just from a few of these short stories, we can learn that we can never really judge how God will judge us and where we will go to purgatory, and that we need to be careful the reasons why we serve God, have purity of intention. We must also have humility and focus and not allow ourselves to be distracted by the things of this world. So how can we focus on the glory of God? Now, right here, I'm talking to you from the Grand Causeway in Ireland. When you come here, it is so beautiful that you can't help but focus. So when I was asking God in prayer, what came to me is that we need to look at God. We need to let ourselves see God and see his beauty. And when we see how beautiful he is, we'll realize that we're nothing to be given glory to. And the world is nothing to be given glory to. But God is so beautiful that how could you not give him glory? He's so much more beautiful than anything that we can see here on earth or in our lives. And if we allow ourselves to see him in prayer, it will be so much easier to give him glory, to be focused, and to do things for the right reasons. I also wanted to share with you a beautiful form of prayer for the souls in purgatory that Blessed Anna Maria Teiji had. It was called the 100 Requiem Rosary. I will link it down below and here on the screen, essentially where you pray 2 rosaries of 50 eternal rest grant unto them, prayers or requiem prayers for the souls in purgatory. It is very powerful. It was actually told to me by the nuns that I interviewed in Montefalco. Now, in that video, the audio was not very good. In September, I will be going to Rome, and so I will firsthand record that chapel where that priest appeared, and I will also show you those nuns and interview them face to face so that you can see and hear them much more clearly. We can hear that beautiful story of that purgatory soul apparition of that priest. This will be in September. I apologize for the sound. Sometimes it's very difficult for other people to have the appropriate sound. Now, about Blessed Carlo Acutis. Yesterday, I had the opportunity of blessing several hundred holy cards of Blessed Carlo Acutis to a first-class relic. If you would like one of these cards, I will only do one per family. Please email me at the email below. I will send them to you absolutely for free. I've touched them to many relics, including St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, but especially a first-class relic of Blessed Carlo Acutis. I will have the grace and the chance to be in Rome for his canonization on September 7th. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one. Giant's Causeway is a natural formation that, because of the lava and the cooling, it formed these hexagonal shapes, perhaps over millions of years. This is the largest structure of its kind in the world, so it is unique here to Ireland. Very beautiful, very unusual.